It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today is President's Day, a holiday for many, though some of us are still working. All eyes continue to be fixed on Ukraine, where around 150,000 Russian troops are stationed at the border. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday proposed a summit during calls with President Biden and Russian President Putin. They've agreed, in principle, they tell us, to another meeting between the U.S. and Russian presidents, but there is a catch. U.S. officials said they'd only talk if Moscow does not attack Ukraine. So, well, stay tuned. Up in Canada, more than 190 protesters were arrested and nearly 80 vehicles towed. In Ottawa, the capital of Canada, the self-described Freedom Convoy of truckers and far-right organizers had disrupted the city for a few weeks and clogged U.S.-Canada border crossings. Canada's parliament will vote today on special emergency powers invoked by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Across the pond in England, the 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID-19. Buckingham Palace says she's reportedly experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but expects to be able to continue performing light duties during the coming week. The Queen may have contracted the virus from her eldest son and heir, I guess, Prince Charles, who tested positive earlier this month. The Queen is fully vaccinated. And on February 20th, Elizabeth marked 70 years on the British throne. In London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing the repeal of any pandemic requirements that impinge on personal freedoms just the day after Queen Elizabeth tested positive for the virus. This is their new living with COVID strategy that aims to achieve a faster exit from the pandemic than other major economies. Yeah, but what happens when it comes back? Apparently not the concern of the former guy who's in talks working out a deal with a new Saudi Arabia-backed golf league that would make at least two of Trump's golf courses in Doral, Florida and Bedminster, New Jersey into stops on that tour. Well, of course they did. The PGA Tour pulled a tournament from Doral during Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and another from Bedminster after the January 6th riot. The new league, overseen by LIV Golf Investments, has been working to recruit PGA players, including Phil Mickelson. Mickelson reportedly said in an interview that despite Saudi Arabia's, quote, horrible records on human rights, he views the new league as a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Speaking of lifting COVID restrictions, Australia reopened its borders to tourists on Monday after almost 2 years of very strict travel restrictions that earned it the nickname Fortress Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Sunday said that 56 international flights were expected to land at Australian airports in the next 24 hours. He said, "We're going from COVID cautious to COVID confident when it comes to travel." Before the pandemic, Australia's tourism industry was growing at a rate nearly double that of overall general domestic policy growth, but many in the industry worry that it'll take a long time for tourism to return to pre-COVID levels. The 2020 Beijing Winter Olympics are done. That's another one for the history books. And oh boy, did this one make history. The closing ceremony featured children with illuminated snowflakes performing a loosely choreographed dance to an arrangement of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, followed by the parade of flags. And you know the drill. The U.S. came in fourth with 8 gold medals. American athletes also brought home 10 silvers and 7 bronze medals. Paris will host the 2024 Summer Olympics. The 2026 Games will be held in Italy. And whether or not the Games survive is, well, anybody's guess, apparently. Looking towards November, with around 30 House Democrats already announcing they will not run for re-election, there's new attention focused on the resulting Democratic caucus. An NBC report by Alex Seitz-Wald suggests that progressives could have a better shot at some of the open, safe seats, possibly shifting the caucus to the left come 2023. Meanwhile, a new district in Southern California is turning into a contest between two well-known Latino Democrats, Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia and State Assembly Member Christina Garcia, no relation. The LA Times reporting that both are trying to pitch themselves as the most progressive, with Robert Garcia considered the frontrunner as of now. One last tidbit, a Washington Post poll found that close to half of people living in Washington have a negative view of their football team's new name. 32% dislike it, 17% say they hate it. 4 out of 10 residents of D.C. are positive about the new name, but their positive feelings are kind of lukewarm, described as soft, with only 5% claiming to love the new moniker, the Commanders. 36% say it's okay. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.